you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that taps the well of history 7 days a week. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today, we're looking at a risky idea from the early days of the American oil industry, blasting a well with torpedoes to get the oil flowing. The day was January 21st, 1865. A Union Army colonel turned oil tycoon used a makeshift torpedo to increase the flow of fossil fuels from a well. The process, known as shooting the well, was an early ancestor of today's hydraulic fracturing techniques, otherwise known as fracking. The first use of the method occurred at the Lady's Well on a stream called Oil Creek that flows near Titusville in northwestern Pennsylvania. The process was a tremendous success, greatly increasing the productivity of the well and ushering in a new era of oil well shooting. The American oil industry began in the 1850s when the very first wells were drilled. By the early 1860s, the demand for petroleum had grown so large that new ways of oil drilling and production were needed. Manually dug wells quickly gave way to mechanical perforation and oil pumps, which produced thin but deep wells bored into oil-rich sandstone. These wells were just a few inches in diameter, and it was common for them to become clogged with paraffin, a solid component of crude oil. When this happened, the flow of oil would stop until the clog was cleared. There were a few ways of doing this, including scraping the paraffin out with tools, pouring chemicals in to melt the deposits, or injecting streams of hot water and air to blow the clog free. Unfortunately, none of these methods were all that effective, and the need for a better solution eventually led to the idea of breaking the petroleum well walls with explosives. Between the years of 1860 and 1865, roughly 40 oil wells were detonated using a variety of different explosives and triggers. The most common methods were either to pack the bore holes with black powder and ignite it with a fuse, or to drop sticks of dynamite directly down the well. As you might imagine, both methods often collapsed the wells and ruined oil production. Finally, in early 1865, a veteran of the Civil War named Edward August Leonard Roberts hit upon the novel idea of stimulating oil wells with torpedoes. Roberts had been an artillery colonel in the Union Army and led his own regiment at the Battle of Fredericksburg, Virginia, in 1862. During the fighting, he observed several Confederate artillery rounds plunging into a narrow canal on the battlefield. The rounds caused huge jets of water to shoot up into the air, and the sight of them gave Roberts the basic idea for oil well shooting. 3 years later, on January 21st, 1865, Roberts tested his idea at the Ladies' Well in Pennsylvania. He took a tin container, not much larger than a thermos, packed it with 8 pounds of black powder, and stuck a blasting cap on top. Then he poured water into the well to act as a cushion and lowered the container into it. Next, he simply dropped a pointed weight into the well to detonate the charge, and boom! The explosion broke apart the rocks underground and allowed the petroleum to flow through the seams. Instant oil. With the initial test a success, Roberts quickly went into business with his brother, Walter, and formed the Roberts Petroleum Torpedo Company. On January 28th, they shot 16 pounds of black powder into another derelict well, and the very next day, the well began producing 60 barrels of oil per day. A month later, they shot another torpedo into the same well and increased its production by another 20 barrels per day. With these strong results, the brothers had no trouble winning the business of other local oil well owners, and pretty soon, they had cornered the market for oil well shooting. Imitators quickly tried to capitalize on the Roberts' success, experimenting with their own explosives, containers, and means of detonation. However, nothing worked quite as well as Roberts' torpedoes, and thanks to his patent, no other company had the right to use them. Roberts charged anywhere from $100 to $200 per torpedo, plus a royalty of 1/15th of the increased oil flow that he produced. Some oil men tried to avoid these steep costs by hiring unlicensed well shooters to produce their own torpedoes and then use them under the cover of night, a practice from which we get the term moonlighting. Roberts was furious when he heard about the moonlighters and actually hired Pinkerton detectives and a team of lawyers to help protect his patent. In the end, he spent more than $250,000 trying to stop the illegal well shooters, and is believed to have launched more civil litigation in defense of a patent than anyone else in U.S. history. Despite his mounting legal fees and revenue losses, Edward Roberts still made plenty of money off his monopoly and died a very rich man in 1881. His patent expired 2 years later, and Congress refused to renew it, likely because of the constant strain it had put on the legal system. Roberts' heirs sold the family company to its employees, who continued to run it as the Independent Explosives Company. By that point, the well shooting technology was free game and was being used by the oil industry all over the world, for better or worse. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.